Okay, so morning we're above Metzia Pei Dalet, the very last line of Pei Gimel. So we saw the whole story. We're going to come back to him, by the way, but we saw the story of Shimon Rabbi Elezer bar Rabbi Shimon. Mm-hmm. All right, so Rabbi Elezer bar Shimon, just that you should know, Rabbi Shimon is Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai's son. If I never made that clear. Yesterday.
Yesterday,
this is Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai's son. Okay, so we're not talking about just anybody here. So now the Gemara comes on and says that just like Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai became this messenger for the king, you know, and went out looking for guys who were criminals and had them killed. After Rabbi Shmuel bar Rabbi Yossi, right? So too Rabbi Shmuel bar Rabbi Yossi, right? Right, look at Rashi. Minahu Hamelech, which first can remember listed. So too, he also appointed this esteemed job of looking out for Ganoim and for the king.
They were the Mishtara.
They were the Mishtara.
Volunteered
is a hard job. So volunteered. He was instructed by the king, and the king said, "Since you've got such good aitzes, we'll make you that person." Whether he had a choice or not is not clear.
Didn't he actually ask someone who was doing what he
asked the guy how, he gave the guy advice. His concern at the very beginning of Shimon bar Yochai, Shimon's concern was that the guy would be making mistakes. And he'd basically be taking innocent people, and confusing them for Ganavim. So he asked him, so the guy said, "What do you want me to do? It's the king's job. I've got to find people. I've got like a quota, you know?" So he gave him advice. He said, "Go into the restaurant on this and this day." I think that the purpose there was that he would help him find the right people. Mm. And then the king heard and said, "You sound like a guy who knows your business. We want you." And then they offered him this job. The question is, did they have a choice or not? It seems like almost, he was done against his will. Anyhow, so now we're seeing over here that Rabbi Shmuel, also had this job. And now, in this case, in the previous case, it was Rabbi Elezer bar Shimon who bumped into him. Now, who bumps into Rabbi Yishmael, Rabbi Yossi? None other than Pagabe Eliyahu. Eliyahu Anavi himself. Amarle, Admatata Moser Amoshili Lehenu Lariga. How long are you going to take while you're carrying handing other people of Hashem to Hariga? So Amarle, my Avid. Hamanat Malku, what can I do? This is the king's decree. So Amarle says, what can you do? Avuch Arik Araklasia at Arik Leludkia. He says, "I've heard Rashi in the Kut Rashi in the Baba Kama says Arak is Barach, right? Mm-hmm. Yeah. Just like your father ran away, right? Obviously, his father might have been in similar circumstances where he was also put into a similar arrangement where he did things that he was forced to do things against his will. He didn't just do it; he ran away. Just like your father ran away, run away you."
The first Jew in China.
Right. Interesting. La Asia and Lutkia. Lutkia sounds like a place in Greece. I don't know, but I couldn't really. Start off, got anything on Lutkia, by the way?
Lutkia. Some maintain this refers to the city of Laodicea in northern Syria, which is contemporarily known as Latakia.
Latakia.
Yeah, right.
Yeah. Others postulate this refers to the province Lydia, which is located in Asia Minor, which is apparently the location of the biblical land of Lod.
Oh, wow. Okay. From Lod. Ludkia. Lod.
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 Not Israel.
Not Lod in Israel.
From Arabia.
Okay.
Or is it Lod?
Well, that's basically Syria. Syria.
What does it say about Asia?
Syria or Turkey. Okay, so either go to Syria or go to Turkey.
But that's
Ludkia.
That's Ludkia. What about Asia?
Asia sounds like Asia, right? So now that's the end of that story. Now the Gemara tells an interesting story that Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Yossi, and Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon, right? These two guys who we've just been learning about now, who are both officers of the court, right? When they bump into meet each other, look at Rashi. You got to see Rashi. This. I mean, you wouldn't believe it otherwise, right? When they would meet, panim el panim, says Rashi, face to face, right? In other words, their stomachs were so big; they were such big guys. He says like this: They met face to face. Have a ayil bakar atura, a tzemet bakar, two animals like a group of oxen could walk through them. Have a ayil bakar benayu would pass through them like under their legs. Vloiva nagu bahu wouldn't even touch. In other words, the space between them was so big. They were like these huge guys, and they touch each other. And you could walk under their bellies, and you wouldn't. And then obviously it's some sort of exaggeration. They were very, very large people. Right? Now we saw what Rabbi Shimon Bar Eliezer did to himself, right? The surgeon they took, we saw yesterday. Went to that room, he had operation, he took out these baskets full of fat. Mm-hmm. So obviously there was a lot of fat to come out of it, right? We saw that yesterday. So this like Goisha, a matronita, is a sarit nochrit, like an aristocratic woman. Like an aristocratic woman, a matron.
Yeah.
But a matron, in my language, where I come from, is like a woman who runs like a hospital or whatever the case is. Not necessarily an aristocrat. I think, yeah, the way that Rashi says, sarit nochrit.
A woman is
it's the same word.
Mm. Yeah.
What's a matron? I'm not arguing with you it's the same word. I'm saying with the meaning. If you say this matron, what do you mean by this matron? Does it sound aristocratic?
It's the diminutive of the Latin matrona, meaning a married woman or noble woman.
A noble woman, okay, that's the thing. It's aristocratic. Rashi's, is that a matron? I wouldn't have, okay, I've never heard, okay. But, okay. Amruahi matronita. Benechem enam shlachem. Says, your children can't be yours. In other words, there's no way people like you can have children, right? You just can't get there, right? Amrula. Shlahen gadol mishelanu. So they say to her, you're telling us, right? You bigger than us, okay?
No,
Krisam, you're yes.
Our wives.
Our wives.
Oh.
Rashi says, "Amulahen, shalahen, shalahen." Right? You think that we big, right? I see our wives, right? They're even bigger than us, right? Gadol huge, right? Gadol mishelanu, right? So he says, "Kol shekain." So now she says to them, "Well, then, kol shekain, your children aren't your children, right? If you that size and your wives are that size, then they definitely aren't your children, right?" And that's the ikad amul. There's another lashon. Hachi amula. They never answered her that, but they said ke ish gvurato. Okay, they answered. She answered. Okay, we're getting a bit. What do you call it? Censored now. We've got to censor this Gemara a little bit.
Everything in proportion.
Exactly. Ish gvurato. Rashi says ever tashmish, right? Your sex organ. Lashon acher shlahen gadol ta'avash lisha merubim mishelish. So he says no. Rashi's other option. He said women's. That their craving is more than men. Yeah. There was, don't worry, we find a way. Okay, that was the first answer. And ikad amri hachi amrula. There's another answer. They say like this: Ahava docheket rabasar. Love overcomes all. Right. So don't worry. Those are the okay. But the Gemara's question is: why do they even waste their time answering her? As much as the koi comes along to go, what? Right? You don't answer her fooling and stupidity. Right? They said, no, why did they answer her? They were concerned about that. That nobody should ever be able to say that their children really aren't their children. Right? They were respecting, looking after the respect and honor of their children. Right? Now, Rabbi Yochanan, now, while we're discussing very big people, okay, now Rabbi Yochanan was also known as a big person, Rabbi Yochanan. He was considered a very beautiful person, but he was known as a very big person as well. Right? So Rabbi Yochanan said like this, Avred Rabbi Ishmael, but Rabbi Yossi, we just spoke about him now the second.
These guys are not here today.
Yeah. This is like up there, Eli, eh? Zuke and David and David missed the wrong day. Right? Avred Rabbi Ishmael, right? Rabbi Shmuel's arms. Like when we say Avra here, I think that the way that I saw it was explained is like this part over here. You know, like this is where you know if you ever have your body fat, your body mass tested, and like pick it over here, right? It's like this is your what's it called? This muscle, your
triceps.
That's the tricep, right? The bicep and the tricep area, right? Thank you. It says Avra Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Yossi kechemat batesha kabin.
What do you think that this is the Avra?
Yeah, I think that he says here, we're talking about his arms over here.
It says organ here.
It says organ there?
Yeah.
Which organ?
No, I read, I'm not making this up, I'm not sure where I read a few Gemaras yesterday to see what was going on here. But
מקום הקיבור את הבשר העבה של הזרוע,
yeah,
או של הירך. או הזרוע או הירך.
So it could be, it's one of the, I read, I think in the Steinsaltz said that it's where you check the body fat. Like when you're checking, so it's either in your thigh or your arm, that sort of limb.
שבוטחים את השומן של הבן אדם.
Yeah. Right. So Rabbi Yochanan, Eved Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Yossi, kechemat bat hashakabin. Amar Papa, Eved Rabbi Yochanan, and Rabbi Yochanan's was kechemat bat chamesh kabin. It's a, like the side of a flask that's big enough to hold five kabin. Remember we said a kav is six eggs. It's like 30 egg size, 24 eggs. We say a kav was 24 eggs. Right. So you can get an idea of the size that we're speaking about over here. Right. Kechemat bat chamesh kabin. Va'amre. La bat shloshet kabin. That's the Rabbi Yochanan. It wasn't five; he was three. Okay, and Rav Papa Gufek. Rav Papa was the one, right, who said that Rabbi Yochanan, he himself was ki dekure deharfenai. Okay, how did that translate that in English there? By the way, dekure deharfenai, because Rashi says salim shosin brahafnia. Right, these big baskets that you store for. I don't know what you do with them. But okay, we get the message. And Rabbi Yochanan says like this. So now we discussed, we sing over here the size of these people. So we see Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Ben Yossi, and Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Shimon, and Rabbi Yochanan got involved in this discussion. And now while we're on Rabbi Yochanan says about himself.
This is
after
he was in the cave.
Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, and Rabbi Shimon, they never ate and they got outside. And they, right? To tell us about how not to lotzi la'az, also to learn that not necessarily that these big people, that all these guys are big. And I suppose the message in the Gemara that big is not necessarily bad, and these big time nechachamim were also big people. Mm. I suppose Jim wasn't very important in those days. Okay.
But they were able to do surgery to remove fat. I mean, that's like a...
advanced. Yeah, very advanced. It didn't seem to help, though, because when he met Rav Yossi Bar Yehuda, Yishmael Bar Rav Yossi, they still, who knows. Okay, obviously there might be very deep messages that we're missing. Mm-hmm. On the other hand, I don't like to quote him to it, but I have said before that there was a professor, Moshe Sharon, who used to give a shiur in South Africa many years ago, and he once said... It's a bit of apikorsis, but he once said these Talmidei Chachamim were sitting and learning Torah for hours and hours and hours. Every now and again, one of them would crack a joke. And people wrote it down, and now 500, 600, 1,000 years later, the guys are busy trying to give these deep messages on the jokes that we're all written about. Okay, so who knows? I mean, like I said, that's apikorsis. Hi, man. So he said like this. I'm Rabbi Yochanan. Anna. Rabbi Yochanan said about himself. Anna ishtayre mishapiri liyushalayim. Look at Rashi. Ani notarti. It was even though Rabbi Yochanan came from a long generation after the Churban, right? But he says, I'm what's left from the beautiful ones of Jerusalem. I'm one of the last descendants of the real beautiful ones of Jerusalem, right? And high man the bayi mechzei shufa Rabbi Yochanan, right? If you want to try and appreciate the Gemara telling us the beauty, if you want to get a sense of the beauty of Rabbi Yochanan, what should you do, right? Look at Rashi. The Rashi says the shufa zehurirei toaro vekiron or panav. If you want to try and appreciate Rabbi Yochanan, was he beautiful? But his skin and body shone off the splendor, right? If you want to try and get a sense of that splendor that came off Rabbi Yochanan's face, what do you do? Naiti kasa de kasba mi beis salke. Bring a silver cup, silver goblet, mi beis salke, that's just been made. In other words, kishiyotzei mi beis, Rashi says, kishiyotzei mi beis ta'uman, that comes out of the art of the craftsman's shop, shu tzahov imare lahav aish, that's still firing from the spark of the... You know, right, how do you translate, help me with English here? This, like, the glitter, right, it's still shimmering from the fire of the urn, of the kiln, or of the torch of the silversmith. In other words, there's still this, like, spark of fire inside it. Unemalye partzida de rumna, and the Likutei Rashi says the rumna is a sumka, right, like a red rimon, like a pomegranate. Right, garinim. Rashi says they're partzide or garinim. Right, fill it up with red pomegranate seeds. Okay, unahada le kalila. Right, And look at Rashi there. Got a bit of help with Rashi, yeah? Unahadilei kalila. Yesovevenu safa lepiv saviv shel verit adom. And cover the mouth of it with like red roses or whatever. But sumke lepume unotve ben shimsh letula. And then take it and go and look at it at the time of the day that's between, right, between the sun and the shade. But find that area. I don't know how I'm doing here in the translation, but this is right of the shade, right?
And then,
and hahuzo zaharori, and the reflection that comes out of this spark that'll come out of this reflection, right? That says the Gemara, me'ein shufa Rabbi Yochanan. It will give you a sense of the beauty of Rabbi Yochanan. So take this very silver fine goblet, new one, it's full shiny, put in red rimonim, put rose things around it, put a coal holder close to your face. In the time of the day, that's right between the dark and the shadows. And yeah, you'll see some sort of reflection of beauty. That is close to what Rabbi Yochanan is all about. Okay. The Gemara says, wait a second, how can you say that, ain't he? How can you say Rabbi Yochanan? You're telling me that Rabbi Yochanan is so beautiful here, but we've got a problem. Why? This is up already again. This is also bordering on apicrosis, but this is reminding me. All of you probably saw it went viral, that thing about the Christmas tree.
Yep.
Yeah, right? The comedian. Mm-hmm. And I mean, this is talking. You know, we're getting out to Machloket and Gemara about if Rabbi Yochanan was the most beautiful, well, not the most beautiful, right? Rabbi Yochanan. So the girl says, "Aini, how can you say that?" V'hamar mar shufred Rav Kahana main shufred Rabbi Abahu. That Rav Kahana's beauty was almost like the beauty of Rabbi Abahu. And shufred Rabbi Abahu, we're going back in generations now. And shufred Rabbi Abahu, the beauty of Rabbi Abahu was me'ein shufred Yaakov Avinu. And shufred Yaakov Avinu, me'ein shufred Adam HaRishon. And what do we see in this whole list of all the beautiful people in the world? Rabbi Yochanan, look at Chashivlei. No one's counting Rabbi Yochanan. You're telling me Rabbi Yochanan's so great. Why wasn't he in that list? If he was such a beautiful person. Right, so the Gemara says, no, Sha'an Rabbi Yochanan, why was Rabbi Yochanan different? This is a nice Gemara, this. Why was Rabbi Yochanan different? The Hadart Panim lo Havile. What does Hadrat Panim here mean? Look at Rashi, Hadrat Panim, Zakein, never had a beard.
Zakein.
All these guys had a beard, Zakein, right? What did I say? Zakein, I meant Zakein, sorry. Zakein. All these guys had a beard, right? He never had a beard. And therefore, when they spoke about their Shufret, with different Rabbi Yochanan was like a clean face, and his face shone. And that's why he was completely different, right? Rabbi Yochanan have azil v'yati. He said, now, we sing a bit of Rabbi Yochanan. This is a Gemara from Brachot. This is a famous Gemara named Brachot Daf Kaf. Right? One of the first Gemara that you learn always, right? That Rabbi Yochanan have azil v'yati v'ashari t'vila. Rabbi Yochanan used to go and sit outside the mikvah.
Okay.
Right? The woman's mikvah, right. Amar. And what would he say? Ki salken benot Yisrael mitfilat mitzvah. When the woman of Bnei Yisrael, the Bnei Yisrael, the daughter of Israel, come out of the of a tefillah for mitzvah, right? For not just a tefillah, but the tefillah mitzvah, livguvi, they should ask me the first person they should bump into, right? Let them see me. Why? Ki heichid lahavu lehu Bnei Shafiri kevati. They should have beautiful children like me. But if the first thing they bump into is a beautiful person like me, they'll go home and have children who are beautiful like me, right? Gemiri. Or write to Kavati and she'll be able to learn Torah like me. Right? Not just good looking. Not only Yofi, also Torah like me. So Amr Rabbanan. So Rabbanan said to him, just by the way, I'm sorry, I'm going back a second. There was a Tosfot that I wanted to read. Remember you asked me why was it all written? The very first Tosfot on the Daf. Look at the very first Tosfot on the Daf about Rabbi Yochanan, Avraham, Rabbi Shmuel. Why I meant all these big fat guys. So Tosfot says, "Eilu dvarim nichtavu, shelo lotzi la'az al bnei adam shehem kach." The Gemara is telling us here, why is it specifying all these gedolim that you shouldn't mock people who are like that?
Okay.
Yeah. You can see that gedolei Yisrael were like that.
Mm-hmm.
Therefore, that's how you go to even gedolei Yisrael, right? Yes, that's Tosfot there. That I wanted to read that. I mean, just remember that Tosfot. Okay. All right. So now Rabbi Yochanan would go and sit on the table and the chair there, etc. Amud Rabbanan. So Rabbanan said, "Lo mistafe mar min abisha. Aren't you worried about ayin hara? Right? Why would that be a case of ayin hara? Because at the end of the day, you know, at the end of the day, people see you and they're going to think, ah, oh, they're going to start talking about you, and that's what brings ayin hara. Right? That's taka ayin hara. Right, like I was saying, they'll become jealous of you about your beauty, and that's the so he says to them, Amar, so he said the famous answer to this. So he said to them, Amar Lehu, he said to them, Ana Mizare de Yosef Katina. I come from Yosef Avinu. The law shall to be in a bishop. Yosef, Yosef is above or Ainara. Doesn't get on
Ainara
him.
Lo soleted.
Lord, the Ainara doesn't affect him at all whatsoever. Doesn't affect him, right? Why not? Look what he says, right? Dichtiv ben porat Yosef. Right, that's Ben Porat Yosef. Ben Porat Alei Ayin.
Where does it say that? What's the pasuk?
The pasuk right. There in Gimel. Right, that pasuk comes from Bereshit. Ben Porat Yosef, Ben Porat Alei Ayin, Banot Sa'ada Alei Shor. Okay, we're going to read it soon. Okay. Right? So, hey? Michael's going to... So, Ben Porat Yosef, Ben Porat Alei Ayin. V'amar Abayu. And Abayu says like this. Here's the drosh. Al tikri Alei Ayin. Because it says Ben Porat, Yosef Ben Porat Alei Ayin. So don't read it as Alei Ayin, right? Ela Olei Ayin. Look at the Likutei Rashi there, on the left there, the Likutei Rashi. It says the Olei, that's a Rashi here from Breshit, right? Alei Ayin, he says there, Olei Ayin. Mesulakin min Ayin, right? Out of the sight of the eye, in other words, not there. She'ena sholeta bahin, right? It doesn't, that's it. Or lay eye, it's above the eye. In other words, the eye can't see it. It doesn't get there. Right? And Rabbi Yossi Bar Chanina says he's got a different nimud. Not Ben Parat Alei Ayin. And he says, V'yidgu larov bekerev aretz. Okay, that's the, with the what's his name? But from what's his name?
Yaakov.
Yeah, from Yaakov said it, right? But
the children
of Yosef, what's their name? Ephraim Menashe. Thank you. Ephraim Menashe is the name for Ephraim Menashe, right? He says, then v'yidgul harov v'kerev ha'aretz. Okay? So he says over there, right? It's also Vayechi, right?
Yeah.
It's also Vayechi, right? Ma dagim, because v'yidgu comes from dag, right? V'yidgu dagim. So he says, ma dagim shebayam, just like fish in the sea, mayim mechasim utam, they're covered by water. Ve'ena ayin shalim, for him, I can't control them. Says av zarosh el Yosef, ein ha'ayin sholetet bahen. So we've got two mekorotia, either ben prat shem, ben prat ale ayin, with the ole ayin, or yidgu l'arov b'kerev aretz. Either way you look at it, the children of Yosef are not right. Therefore, Yochanan said, he isn't worried about ayin arat. So now on this subject of Rabbi Yochanan, Yom Echad Havekasachi Rabbi Yochanan b'Yardena. Once it happened that Rabbi Yochanan was swimming in the Yarden. Okay? Chazia Resh Lakish. He saw Resh Lakish. Okay? He saw Resh Lakish. Look at Rashi there. Chazia Resh Lakish. Shaya Listim. He was a crook. He was one of the crooks. Right? Resh Lakish was one of the leaders of the gang. Veshava LeYardena Batrei. And Resh Lakish jumped into the water. Rashi says there's Shavar Kafatz. Right? That he jumped into the water after Rabbi Yochanan. So Rabbi Yochanan saw Resh Lakish, he was obviously this very strong, strapping guy, and he says to him, Amarlei, Cheilach Leoraita, a person as strong as you should be spending your time learning Torah. Right? That's what you should be doing. Says Amarlei, so he says to Rabbi Yochanan, Shufrach Lenashe, and you, with your beauty, should be running around looking for women, not sitting there, been just learning Torah all the day. So Rabbi Yochanan says to him, you think that I'm beautiful? Says to him, Amalei, I hadarte bach, right? If you do tshuva, right? Chozer b'tshuva. Yehiv nelach achoti, I'll give you my sister, deshafpira minai, who's more beautiful than me. Okay? Now, just once, we'll come back to Tosfot in a second.
David
wants to join in the shiur.
Yeah. David? He muted this call. He's pressed the button.
Okay. Kabilale. Right, and he agreed. Resh Lakish took up the offer.
You can tell that he muted the
call. Accepted the deal. Right? Right, he accepted the deal. Right, so now, on that moment already, look at this. This is an amazing Gemara. This. At the moment that he's sitting there, he's just accepted the deal, right, with Rabbi Yochanan. Bai le mahader le atuye mane. He wanted to go back now and bring his clothes, because obviously he wasn't fully dressed to dry his clothes. Velo matzi. Right? Look at Rashi over here. Velo matzi. Likfotz kabrishona. He wanted to jump in like he could at first. Obviously, like a very strong diver, and he could do all sort of things. The Mishe Kabel Alav all Torah. Tashashkocho. From the moment you can put yourself all Torah, you become weakened. We're not only that, the learning of Torah, Toshesh Kochacha, but from the moment that you accept upon yourself all Torah, you can show. Now, the interesting story of Yabat Rabbi Yochanan. I don't want to waste too much time, but it's really worth looking at this. Look at Rashi, look at Tosfot over here. Tosfot here says, Ihadartbach. Right? Look at that Tosfot there. It's amazing this, because Rabbi Yochanan, it could just take, you know what? Rabbi Yochanan, afterwards they go into the Beit Midrash, and we'll see in a few seconds that very quickly Reish Lakish becomes a gadol. Right? So Tosfot obviously got an issue with that. How does a guy come from being a crook, becomes a gadol on the revel, on the level of Rabbi Yochanan? So look at Tosfot over here. He says, Ihadratbach. Right? He says, Mikan, from this, because it says, Ihadratbach. Because what did he say to him, Rabbi Yochanan? He never said to him, if you come to Babylon. He said, even Ihadratbach. In other words, if you choser. Okay. So what does it mean, if you choser? Tosfot wants to learn that Rabbi Yochanan, Reish Lakish, was a Talmid Chacham. And he became a Ganav. And that's if you come back to the Beit Midrash. So he's got a basis here. Look at Tosfot, yeah? Mikana Rabbeinu Tam, Reish Lakish mitchila yada harbe. That Reish Lakish knew a lot at the beginning. Elishep parak all Torah. He just threw the yoke of Torah off him. And he became an Amaretz. Vasak belistiot. And he became a Ganav. Midikama, from the very fact that it says, Iadartabach. Right, if you return, mashma, it means what's implied by that? Lihiyot ka betchila, be like you were at the beginning. Velo tifrok ol Torah bealecha. Okay, that's a nice diuk there in the Tosfot. Now jump down with the Tosfot a little bit. See, it says there Shabbat daf kuf yutet at the bottom, in the same Tosfot, a little bit lower down. And then Amal Amale Reish Lakish le Rabbi Yehuda Nesia. Right, Reish Lakish said to Rabbi Yehuda Nesia, that's the grandson of Rebbe. Right, kach mekublani mi avotai. Right, later on in the Gemara, we'll see that it says in Shabbos, we'll get there. He says, Reish Lakish, kach mekublani mi avotai. Now, who did Reish Lakish learn all his Torah from? We would have thought from Rabbi Yochanan. So what does it mean, kach mekublani mi avotai, from our fathers? Why didn't he say, kach mekublani from Rabbi Yochanan? Right, v'amri la mi avotecha. And right, kol ir she'ein ba tinokot she'beit ba mechule, mashma, says Tosfot. The fact that Rabbi Reish Lakish said me avotai, mashma shekodem shelimdo Rabbi Yochanan lamad mi acherim. He learned from acherim. So there's a deal over here that Tosfot wants to make, that Reish Lakish has a background and he wasn't always a ganef. That's what Rabbi Yochanan said to him. From Hadarta, right. And that's why Rabbi Yochanan could make that offer to him, because Rabbi Yochanan knew that he once was a bit Talmid Chacham, right, and he wanted to bring him back. Okay, let's carry on. So now, he does the deal, Tashash Kocho, right? Hadar Akrev Atne Veshavye Gavarabbe. He went and learned and taught everything Rabbi Yochanan, and he became a Gavarabbe, a great guy. Yomachad Havu Mefalge Be Midrash. They were arguing about Midrash one day, right? And what were they arguing about? About all laws here with regards to weapons, right? Hasayif, Hasakin, the sword, the knife, Apigyon, Varomach, and the spear, Umagal, and the axe, Umagal Yad, Umagal Katsir, Me'ematai Mekablin Tuma. Right? From what stage in the process do these weapons or kalim become a kli and become a tuma? Right? So the Gemara says, Mishat Gemar Melachtan, from the time they become, they work, they already completed. So the question now is, Me'ematai Gemar Melachtan, when is it considered that the Gemar Melachtan? Right? So Rabbi Yochanan says, Mishit Sarfein Bekivshan. When they come out of the furnace, right? When the steel has been completed, the mold. Rabbi Shlakish Amar Mishe Yitzach Tzachan. Now we're not going to go into the dikuyot of what it was. It's irrelevant. It's different types of the process, right? Mishe, when they put into the water, you know, when you steel, when you heat it, you then dip it into water, and that's like the final stage, right? So he says, from the time you take it out the furnace into the water, that cooling down is the proper culmination. So now Rabbi Yochanan says, Reish Lakish, why are you such an expert in when weapons are made? So Amalei, lister beristuyeta yada. You are an expert in the ways of robbers. Right, so now the machloket in the Mefarshim, I saw whether Rabbi Yochanan actually meant it as a compliment, And he was saying, ah, see that you know this because you experienced. Or he was shtochim, ah, you're a gana, you're reminding him of his days. And it seems like Reish Lakish took it in the second way. Right? He got a bit offended by Reish Lakish. Right? So Amarle, umaya hanteli. So now what big deal? So what's the big kavod you're giving me? Right? Hanteli hab tateli that you made me become a Talmid Chochem. Rebbe karuli. There, but I was a ganef. They called me Rebbe, right? Why? Because I was the chief of the crooks. Okay. I was a Rebbe there. Hacha Rebbe Karolia. Now they call me Rebbe as well. So what if I bet? He's offended, right? Saying, what if I benefit of all of this? You talking about that? So I was a big shot there. Who do you think I am? Etc. 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 So Amalei, Anailach, have I helped you? Says Rabbi Yochanan. The Akravinach Tachar Kanfe Ashchina, because I brought you under the wing of Hashem. So don't get cocky with me, right? They can imagine having a bit of an argument with the Beit Midrash. Right, Chalash Dat Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan got upset because of the way Reish Lakish spoke to him. Now Rabbi Yochanan, we've seen before Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan wasn't a simple guy, right? When he got upset, the world got upset, right? So Rabbi Yochanan got upset.
What do you say
there? Why we saw Rabbi Yochanan before that he looked at people and he killed them just by looking at them. Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Eliezer was in the story of the Taros Lachnai,
yeah.
But it was Rabbi Yochanan. They saw Rabbi Yochanan as well. Rabbi Yochanan was a very very a person who didn't want to get upset. Didn't want to upset him. And here Rabbi Yochanan got upset.
The story, was it Rav Kahana who came from Bavel and he sat in the Beit Midrash and then he sat in the back for 7 years?
Yeah, they were the Chalish Da'ateh. I don't know. I don't remember. Right, so Chalish Rabbi Reish Lakish, as a result of Rabbi Yochanan, Reish Lakish got sick, right? And he was dying. Atai Achtei. And Rabbi Yochanan's sister, right, who was Reish Lakish's wife, right, he came and she cried to Reish Lakish, to Rabbi Yochanan, and she said, I'm related to Rabbi Yochanan, asabi shvil b'ni, save him for my children, for my child. So Amaris Rabbi Yochanan quoted the pasuk, as vaya tomecha ani echye. In other words, you're basically telling her that your child's already an orphan, right? So he says, asabi shvil almunuti. In other words, if not for my child, do it for me, that I don't become an almana, a widow. Amar la v'amenotecha, at the end of that same pasuk. V'amenatecha, alei tiftachu, right? In other words, basically, it's really too late. You're an almana. Nach naf sherev shum et lakish, Reish Lakish died. V'avakim itztar Rabbi Yochanan batrei tuva. And Rabbi Yochanan mourned for him, was terrified, very distraught over this whole story. Amar Rabbanan, right? Rabbanan thought, we've got to do something here. Mind laser liyat veledat. Who's going to go now? Le shayev edato, right? To calm him down, to make him, you know, to help him relax. Nizel Rabbi Lazar ben Pedat. So Lazar ben Pedat went up, right? The mechadadin shmatete, right? So now I'm not sure now if this the mechadadin shmatete that he himself was considered a guy who was very chadud. Or he went up to try and help Rabbi Yochanan Mechadesh Bat. I think it's like the first way that I explained it. Azal Yativ came and said in front of Rabbi Yochanan. And call Milta to have Amar Rabbi Yochanan. Everything Rabbi Yochanan would say, Amalei, you know what, Rabbi Yochanan, you're right. Tanya de Bessah, I've got a brighter that can help you. You're right. And you're right. Right. Amar At Kvar Lakisha. He says, you think that you like Reish Lakish. You think you're doing Lakish's job. Reish Lakish bar Lakisha kiyava amin amil to whatever I would say something to him have a makshali eshin va'arba kushiata. He'd bring 24 kushias, questions everything that I said. You just telling me yes, yes, you're a yes man. I don't want yes man. I want a guy who's going to give me a hard time. I want you to challenge me. Right, Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish would challenge you 24 questions. Umafrikele eshin va'arba pruke. And he'd be able to bring 24 answers on all those questions. And that's how we'd understand things properly. We'd clear up the air by arguing what was going on and having a proper challenge one to the other. At and you, Amar Tanya de Messiah, and all you can say is, you're right, Rabbi Yochanan. There's a brighter that proves to you. He says, what? Atu lo yadana de shapri kamina. You think I never knew what I said was right before you? You didn't tell me. I knew what I said was right. I'm Rabbi Yochanan. Right? Have a ka'azil, the karamane, the kabachi, right? And so Rabbi Yochanan went and he tore his clothes and he cried and he said, Amar, heichat bar Lakisha, where are you bar Lakisha? Heichat bar Lakisha. Okay, from absolute devastation, right? Vahava ketzavach, and he'd shout and scream, ad de shafta, look at Rashi, ad de shafta, ne'ekram imenu da'atov nishtatatai. Went mad. Completely went mad. Now look at this. Ba'u Rabbanan, rachmayale. Rabbanan davened for Rachamim. The nach nafsha, he should die. Right? And he died. Hachi. Right? And that's in the sugya. Right? And he died. And Rabbi Yochanan died. If you look in the daf that comes out, you know, from Morot HaDaf, on the Daf Yomi stories, the whole question there about whether Chacham are in fact allowed to daven for somebody who's sick or in terrible pain or a terminal patient to die. Now, I think I might have mentioned they prayed for him to die. That's the end of the end of the daf. Ba'u Rabbana Rachmai Alei V'anach Nafsha.
That's the Rachmai.
That was the Rachmai. Right, Rachmai Alei, and he died. So the Rachmai that they asked for, they daven for Rachamim, that he should die, and in fact die, to get him out of his chest. Now, we ran out of time, it was very quickly, it's a hell of a long amud, but I don't know if you remember when we did our NIDA exams, we went to Rav Ovadia Yosef's son, Rav Yitzchak Yosef, to get the certificates at the Rabbanut. And he told us a story, I don't know how we got onto it, but he mentioned a story about his father, Rav Ovadia Yosef, that when he was a yeshiva bocher, there was somebody, I think we mentioned that we were from Telmon, he said near Ranan, and he spoke about Beit Levenstein, the hospital there. And he said that his father, Rav Ovadia Yosef, when he was a yeshiva bocher, phoned him up one day and said he needs him to arrange 10 of the top Talmidim with proper Yirat Shamayim, and he must rent a van, and he's coming to fetch them, and they've got to follow him. And they went one day, and they followed him in a van to Beit Levenstein. And then they came, there was a woman there who was very, very sick, a man who was very, very sick, and the woman was, she was essentially, she couldn't get married, right? She was, it slipped my mind now, what are you talking about? An aguna. Mm-hmm. She was an aguna. And for years, her husband had been lying there, and it seemed like there was no chance of recovery, and he could have lay there for another 10 years. And she had come to Avadi Yosef and spoken to him. He arranged for these guys, and they did some sort of tekesh, whatever, and they davened that he should die, and he died.
Really?
The next day, he died. So I mentioned that story to a Rebbe that I'm friendly with, and he said to me, Because it's not a big deal to dumb someone to die. He says it's a big deal to dumb someone to come back alive. Okay. Va'afilu hachi. Okay, now we go back to the story now of Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Shimon. Okay, Rabbi Eliezer Shimon, we saw on the end of yesterday's Amud, he had this operation to take out his fats, to test his innards, to see that if he was, that his inside, right, was okay, and so nothing went, and said, va'afilu hachi, says the Gemara, lo samich, I'm going to try and move through this quickly because it's a hell of a long Amud. And he still wasn't happy, even though he had done this and he had proven that he was okay, he still wasn't happy. And therefore, right, that he was putting the right guys in prison or killing them. He took upon himself a proper surim. How do they suffering. Translate surim?
Suffering.
Suffering. Suffering, afflictions. Okay. Ba'urta at night, Tavu Maichele Shiti Namtel. He'd put these like 60 things of like leavened, yeah, we're talking about like not felt. Proper felt, thank you. Felt undies, but obviously he made it like very bumpy. And now he had very bad sores, etc., right? And it's suffering in the morning, Nagde mitute shiti the meshichle dame vechiva. His body was fully infested with all sores. In the morning, they'd sort of soak out 60 meshichle buckets full of blood and pus. Okay, a terrible story this. Lemachar, right, and then in the morning, so that would be at night and early in the morning, and then during the day, Avdelei Devitu Shitin Mina Lifta, his wife would make him this special type of food, right? These 60 types of, the Gemara is using the 60 all the time here, but 60 don't necessarily literal, right? We just, it's like euphemistic for a lot, like in big amounts, I exaggerated, right? V'achilehu, and he'd eat all these things, he'd have strength for the day. So at night, he'd punish himself. In the morning, he'd drain himself of all the pus in the blood. He'd eat the special potion, and he'd have energy for the day.
V'lo havet shavkelei ledvitu. The sores were due to his self-infliction.
For self-infliction, right. He suffered, probably the way that he slept. It seems like the things he put under his mattress caused the sores and whatever, right? And this is the issue we're talking about. What?
Big guy, right.
And his wife wouldn't go to the Beit Midrash. She wouldn't go to the Beit Midrash. Why? Because she was scared the Rabbanan wouldn't talk to him nicely, right? And he was very sensitive, it was like a very sick guy. But Urta, Amar Lehu, right? At night, he'd say to his sores, Amar Lehu, he'd say to these sores, to his inflicted part of his body, Achai Verei Bo, come, affect me, hurt me. But Safra Amar Lehu, in the morning he'd say to them, Zilu mipnei bit Torah, leave me now, I don't want to waste any more time reading Torah. Yom Echad Shama Devitu, in the one morning his wife heard him. She didn't realize he was bringing this upon himself. She thought it was just happening and he couldn't help it. Suddenly she discovered that he is calling these sores to him. Amrelei, at kamaitit lehu alivach, you bring this upon yourself. Khalid Mamon Shel Beit Abba, all my money, the money from my father's house, he's gone. In other words, you're not working. We've got no money. You're sitting around here. I'm spending all this lot of money on these 60 types of foods for you every day. The money's going. Right? Imrida. She basically marad. She rebelled. She got up and she left him. She couldn't take it any longer. Azle Lebeit Nasa. And she went to her father's home. She went to her family home. Right? Siliku V'atu Henech Shittin Safunai. Now, a miracle happened. And like 60 seamen, right, sailors, came out of the sea. Ailulei Shittin Avdan, they came out with 60 slaves. Kinekite Shittin Arniki, and brought these big wallets or caskets of jewelry, whatever. V'avda Shittin, and they made him the Shittin Lafta V'achilehu. Rashi says over there, Safunai, why did these, he says, look at Rashi there. Safunai says, Yordei Hayam Boniot. In other words, sailors. And what's their story? What would they have to do with him? A big wave was about to sink them. They knew about him, about this tzaddik, and they said to Hashem, save us in his zchut. They were saved bizchuto. When they came, they brought him a gift. Right, that's how they suddenly arrived. And they looked after him, and he had all this money, and he was looked after. So after his wife left him. One day, the wife said to the daughter, you know what? Zilei baker be'avuch. Go check on your father, see how he's doing. Right? Mike Avid Aiden, what's he doing these days? Atya, she came. Amarla. And he said to her, to the daughter, he said, Zili amrei le'imech. Go to your mother. Shelanu gadol mishlahem. We've got more than them. In other words, she thinks she's sitting in her father's house with all the money. We've got more money here. Tell her to come back over here. Right, and on that he spoke about it. He said a pasuk refers karafshay hayitak oniyot socher mimerchak tavi lachma. Right, that's all that pasuk. Right, that you were like the sailors of the sea and who brought food from afar. Achal v'shati ubari. Right, and now he ate and he drank and he became healthy. V'nafak lebeit midrash, and he went to the beit midrash. Right now, because remember his wife wasn't around any longer, so she couldn't stop him. Right, when she was around, she wouldn't have lived. Now she wasn't around, he went to the beit midrash. Right, achal kamesh. So now. Aitu lekame shat shittin minei dama. They on that day that he arrived, they midrash was a bit tamichochem. Women arrived with all different simen of blood to come and ask shaile, are they tame or tahor? Right, because middle right to Rashi says there are five types under the tahor, tame. All the rest are tahor. Right, so all they want to know, are they nida or aren't they nida? Right, v'tarinu, and he made all of them, he gave them all tahara. Now remember that Rabbi Elazar and Shimon, what was his big concern? That the decisions that he was making along the way about whether the Ganavim were really Ganavim or not, was he making the right decision? In other words, was his intuition correct? Was he judging correctly or was he putting the wrong people to death? That was his concern. Now it comes around again because with the Nida, you got to make big decisions here, right? If he's wrong and he says that they are Temeot, then they're over on Israel, right? Either they aren't really high because he gave them a head there. But it's like in Mikar Adin, right? In, from Shaman's point of view, he's responsible to make sure that these things happen properly. V'tarinu, look at Rashi there, Taharinu. His zakeik lebalehen belot tefillah. He said, you don't need tefillah, you got your husbands, you're not tumah. Have a kemeran and a rabbana, v'amir rabbana. Now made this big fuss about it and said, salke datach leit behu chad safek. What, he has an appeal to you, you might even make one. You said all of them are okay. What, you haven't got a suffix even on one of them? So Amarlo said to them, Im kabotihu, this is the test. If I'm right, you kulam zacharim, all these women who have children now tonight, should all have boys. Ve'im lav, and if I'm wrong, ten a keva achat, but even one of them who has a girl, then it's a proof that I wasn't necessarily right in my passing halach, right? Hayu and the outcome bottom line was Hayu kulam zacharim. They all had children. All the children we see 9 months later, 60 boys running around in their cots. He's being invited to be a sandik. All the 60 bristles. He says Baruch Hashem. I was vasikul. Right, no tachanun today. Right, vasikul lehu. Right, Rabbi Elazar Ashman. They all called their children Rabbi Elazar on his name. Right, Tanya Rabbi Amir Nana. Now we still know Shimon ben Eliezer, right, how great he was. We'll see now that it's interesting because he died and now Rebbe wants to marry his wife. Okay, we're going to see in a second now. They were contemporaries, right? Rebbe and Rabbi Shimon and Rabbi Eliezer ben Shimon were contemporaries because Rabbi Shimon and Gamliel Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi's father was Shimon Gamliel, and Rabbi Eliezer's father was Shimon Bar Yochai. Right? So we're seeing a bit of a relationship between the two of them. Tanya Amar Rabbi, Kama Priya Urviya Bitler Rasha Zobi Israel. This Talmid Chacham, Rabbi Eliezer Bar Shimon, he was able to ensure all these men, these boys were born. So look how bad. Now the question, who's the Rasha? Is the Rasha him, Rabbi Eliezer ben Shimon himself, for not coming to the Beit Midrash? Is the Rasha his wife for not letting him come to the Midrash? Or is the Rasha the king for making him kill all these people? It's a whole different Mepharshim. We explain the Gemara differently. But the bottom line is, ki hava keneichet, right? Because we saw that the moment he was in the Beit Midrash, he was able to matir all these women. Right? So look, he says, kama priya urviya bitla. If he had been around, he might have been able to matir plenty more women. And he, by not being here, he never had that, right? Ki hava kenech enafshei. So now when he died, Rabbi Eliezer ben Shimon died, obviously his wife came back to him, it appears, right? And she came back, and lived very happily ever after, and now he dies. So now, ki hava kenech enafshei, when he died, amar la ledvitu, right? Yadane bedre, he said to him, right? He says to his wife, he said like this, amar la ledvitu, he says to his wife, I'm going to die now, he says. V'yadane b'drabanan deretichera. Rabbanan are cross with me, right? They're angry. V'lo mi'askebe. They're not going to treat me well. Lo mi'askebe shipra. They're not going to look after me. They're not going to give me the best funeral, right? So what did he say to her? Ognin be'ilitai. Leave me in the attic. Look after. Don't worry, right? V'lo titchalim minai. Titchalim, don't be scared. Right? Dachil, Aramaic, unclosed, don't be scared. So I'm Rabbi Shmuel bar Nachman, and he said, leave me there and don't worry about me. So I'm Rabbi Shmuel bar Nachman, Ishtaye lei eimed Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Shmuel bar Nachman, he says, Ishtaye li eimed Rabbi Yonatan. Rabbi Yonatan's mother told me, Te Ishtaye la devitu Rabbi Lazar Rabbi Shmuel, that Rabbi Yonatan's wife told her. It was, I heard it first hand, right? Not almost first hand, right? Second hand, right? Right? Lo pachot mitamnei sarai, not less than 18, velo tfei mi eshrin v'tarin, so not more than 22 years. But she's not sure, it's been 18 or 22 years he was stuck up there in the attic. Ognitai balita. Ki hava salikna, right? When they took him out, you know, when she would go up there, when she would go up there, ki hava salikna, me'inane lei b'mazye, she would play with his hair.
Okay.
She would, Rashi says there, Maziah's hair. If you look at Rashi there, Rashi says there, Nafek David, Rasha, Shitin Mine, Tarinu, where's it? Help me there. Agnin Baalte, here. Shkiveni Barite, Bemaziah, Besaro, with his hair, right? He played with his hair. Kihava Mishtamta Binita Mina, right? And she's more, Rashi also, Binita, also his hair, right? Kihava Mishtamta Binita Mina, have Ati Dama, blood would come out. Right, Yom Echad Chazai Rechsha de Kanafik Mi Onay. That Rashi Tolaat. Rashi is a Rechsha Tolaat. One day she saw a worm coming out of his ear. Right from Onay. Chalish Datai, and she freaked out. It Chazin Bechal. He came to the dream, Amarli, and he said to me, Lo Midi, don't worry, nothing. What is that for? What's it representing coming out of my ear? Yom Echad Shamei Bezilute the Tzupi Rabbanan Velo Machik De Baile. One day I heard a Talmid Chacham, a Yankim Chacham. Right, spoken to not very nicely or behaving not very nicely, and I didn't rebuke the way that I should have. So I heard, didn't hear properly, the Torah's coming out of my ear. I don't worry about it. Right, now, furthermore, the same story here. Now, it seems like it became well known that Rabbi Eliezer ben Shimon was lying in this attic. People would come there to him for din, they'd come to the house. They stand by the gates. Amar mar miltei umar, and each shout out what their argument was. Nafi kala meilitei, a voice would come out. For Amar ishplani atachai, ishplani atazakai. You are. He was dead already. He was passing out. He was arbitrating, being a mediator on the thing there. Yom echad hava kaminta devitu b'hadei shvata. Amre la, right? So it happened one day that there was an argument. The kaminta devitu, his wife was arguing b'hadei shvata, right? Look at Rashi over there. Rashi says there, Shvavata Shchenta, with one of her neighbors, right? Shom Shvavav is like in the neighborhood, right? We've seen that with her before. Amr Allah, and then said to her, Tehei Kabbalah, Shilorin Tal, I think she's saying that you'll be like your husband, who doesn't get buried, right? In other words, it's like a sort of like an insult. So Amr Rabbanan, Kula Rabbanan said, this is too much now. Father Lab Orich Aaron, this isn't the way to do things. Ikad Amri Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai, and that's the one opinion, and therefore they went to bury him. Ikad Amri, there's another Lashon, another Limud, that Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai, his father, it Chazai Lehu Bechalme, came to Chachamim in a dream and said to them, Amar Lehu, Preda Chat Yeshti Berechem, I've got one child, one Preda, like a little cult. Right, one top, Yeshti ben Echev, amongst Tabi Chachamim. V'yatim Rosim Na V'yat, still, you don't bring him to me. Let's finally bring him to me, to Kvura, to Shammai. Right, Azu Rabbanan La'asukebei. Right, they came now, they wanted to bury him. Lo Shavku B'nei Achbaria. And the town where he lived nearby, this town, Rashi says, Achbaria is in this neighborhood, they wouldn't let him go. Why? T'chol Shanei D'Havei Naim, Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon Ba'alitei, Lo Salik Chai Rai L'Matayu. Because while he was there, no wild animals came into the city. In other words, he was looking after them. You're not taking him away. This is a good omen. Right? We want him here. Yom Echad Ba'alei Yom Edekipi Rabba. Now, we've seen this Loshon before, right? It was Erev Yom Kippur. In other words, the people of the town were very busy, right? That's what it means. It was Erev Yom Kippur. They were busy. Chachamim came. Havu Terade. And they were busy. Terud Teride. Shad Rabbanan LeBnei Biri. And they went to B'nai Biri. Right? B'nai Biri. Or like, look at Rashi says here as well. B'nai Biri. Shem Kfar Echad. Shayu Krovim. Another a close town. And they got these guys to come in. But the B'nai Biri seems to imply that they were also Birionim, right? They were strong guys who weren't going to be pushed around so easily. V'askuhu la'arsei, and they put him in a casket. V'ayam tuye le'marar t'davu, they went to his father's kever. Right to the cave of his father. Right to Rav Shimon Bar Yochai. Now they get there. We've seen this before, by the way, this Lashon. Ashkechuhu la'achne d'hadru le'marar t'davu. They find a snake that's wrapped around, right, this cave. Amuran, they say to the snake, achna, achna, patche pich, v'yikanez ben etzel aviv. Open up your mouth, right? Now I saw that patche pich means why open up your mouth? Because the snake had his tail in his mouth, like wrapped around completely, like tied up. I said, open your mouth, so let out your tail and release yourself and come out, patach, and let them in. Now he's buried, right? He's finally buried.
It's interesting. In all these stories, every time there's a real fight between people,
someone
dies.
Good point. Every
time that there is, whether it was Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Shlakish,
Rabbi
Elazar, and Rabbi Nan, and this woman, right, every time somebody,
there's a fight,
Between two people, they're arguing, they're not getting along, somebody dies.
Right. Shalach Rabbi. Look what I have. Yashachri ledaber beishto. Rabbi sends, right? Sends ledaber beishto. Look what Rashi says in ledaber beishto. Shetinaselo. Rabbi sends a message to his wife, marry me. Now look how she replies. Right? Shalchele, she sends back to him. Kli, shenishtamesh bo kodesh, ishtamesh bo chol. Right, there was a kli, this vessel, Shet Revi, right? After fun. I've served my husband, who's Kadosh, I'm going to come and serve you, who Chol. This is the word Revi, right? Right? Tama and Amrin, right? He says, Sham they say, Tama, and there they say, right? The Rosh is in Eretz Yisrael, right? Taman there, because this is in Babel, this story, right? Says the Gemara discussing, because this happened in Eretz Yisrael, right? Rebbe and Rabbi Yochanan were in Eretz Yisrael, and they were in Rabbi Yisrael, right? Tama and Amrin, Eretz Yisrael, Omrim. What are they this refers to? Ba'atar de mare bita tale zaina kulberia kulte tala. Okay, look at Rashi. Help us understand this way. Yeah? Right? Yeted shaya hagibora giritlopo klei zaino. This peg where the gibor, the hero, would hang his armor. Right? Hanaval haroe. Right? Can the little shepherd come and hang his cloak? In other words, in the place that the hero hang his sword, that the shepherd can hang his cloak. Right? In other words, you don't match up, mate. Shalachla. So he said to her, Nehi de Betorah Gadol B'Meni. Maybe I agree with you that he was Gadol B'Meni Betorah. Rebbe says, right, that your husband might have been Rabbi Elazar B'Gadol in Torah. Ava b'masim tovim mi Gadol B'Meni, in far as deeds are concerned, is he greater than me? So Shalachla, she sent back and she said, but Torah miha gadol mimcha lo yadana. I can't argue about the Torah, says to you. Maybe you're right about the Torah. Aba b'masim yadana. I know for myself what his masim were. Why? Daha kabil alei isura. right? Because he kept, took upon himself all these inflictions. So she says, don't tell me about my husband. In his, as far as Masim Tov is concerned, you've got a long way to go. Torah, I can't argue with you. If you say so, maybe you're right. So now the Gemara says like this, but Torah Mahi, right? So now the Gemara asks the question, what is the story about Torah, right? Why do we come with the right? How do we know that Rebbe, because Rebbe said he was greater than me in Torah. How do we know he was greater than him in Torah? Where does this come from? It's like a Techiavu Yatver Rabbanan Shimon ben Gamliel, Rabbi Yeshua ben Korcha Safsedei, in the Beit Midrash, Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel, right? It was Rabbi's father. Rabbi Yeshua ben Korcha, these are Gedolei Ador. Now Rashi mentions that it's not only them, amongst others as well. Right? There were others, but specifically these two big Gedolim, Yatvei Kam, they would sit on benches, the Yatvei Kamayu and Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon, the Rebbe would sit on the floor, Aara. They'd sit on the floor. Because they were less than them, right, on the floor. Makshu mefarku, right, and but they'd participate, you know, all their discussions, they'd argue and they'd contend, etc. So Amre, so the Talmidei Chachamim of the generation said, Mehen anu shotin, from these guys, Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar, from Rebbe, we drink from their water, they the wellspring of our knowledge, right? Vehem yoshvim al gabe karka, not pastnish, they're sitting on the floor. So Avdulahu Safsaday, and they made them benches as well. Askinu, and they lifted them up onto the benches. Right? So now Amarle Rabshum Gamliel, Shum Gamliel was Rebbe's father, right? He was the Nasi. Right? Prayda Chat Yeshti Beinechem. Right? Rabbi, remember, this is the same lashon we saw that Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai came in the dream. Remember to Chachamim. Prayda, right? I've got this like one colt, this little a Prayda is like a small little horse. Isn't a Prayda? What do they say they're prayed at?
Fledgling.
Fledgling. Yeah, like a baby lamb, like a baby horse, or a baby colt, or a baby like a little animal, right? Freid achat yeshli benechem, v'atem v'akshim la'avda hemeni, right? And you want him? I've got one little child. V'atem v'akshim la'avda hemeni. You want him to go? Why? Because again, this is all about ayin hara. Look at the very last line of Rashi. La'avda hemeni shema tishlot po ayin hara. Once you bring him up and you show him as a great guy on a chair, people will stop being jealous. And Ayin Hara will come over and he can die from Ayin Hara. Right? This is Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel talking about his son. Amar lein Rabbi Yeshua ben Karcha. Right? 1 second. Achuti le Rabbi. So they, you know what? They took Rabbi and they took him off a chair and they put him on the floor. Because they didn't want to have him suffer, right? But they left Rabbi Lezer ben Shimon on the chair. So Amar Lahin Rabbi Yoshua ben Karcha, Mi sheesh lo av yichyeh, U mi sheen lo av yamut. What, you don't care about this guy, Rabbi Lezer ben Shimon, because he's a father, therefore you, Ayin Hara can kill him. Rabbi's father's around, so therefore you treat him nicely, you treat them about the same. Achatuhu nami Rabbi Lezer ben Rabbi Shimon. So they put him on the floor as well. Right? So now, look at this. Chalash date, Rabbi Shimon, this is when they're youngsters, right? He got all upset. Rabbi Shimon Rabbi Lezer ben Shimon. He got upset, yeah. Why? Amar kechashvitu lekvati. They're comparing Rebbe to me. Rebbe is not on my level. They're treating Rebbe. They're treating us as equals. He's not on my level. Adahu yomer. The Gemara says until that day, right? Ki hava amar Rebbe milta. Rebbe would say something. Have a Messiah. Rebbe does mishur. Rebbe does mishur would help him. He'd be right, but from that moment onwards, right? This is a bit of jealousy here. Kinat sofrimia, right? Mikan ve'elach. From that moment. When he saw that they were treating him the same, ki hava amar Rebbe, yeshli lashir. Rebbe said, "I've got something to say. I've got a question to ask." Amar Rebbe Elazar ben Shimon, kach vekach yeshli zirachshi. We can. Oh, that's not a big deal. Zui tshuvatcha. I know your answer, right? So hashta hekeftanu tshuvot chavilot. You just there are plenty answers. We can bundle them together. There's no real questions. She ain't by mamash. Your questions aren't your questions. There are plenty answers to your questions. Chalash, right? In other words, there's nothing. He was a bit mezalzel everything that he said. Chalash da'at Rebbe, the Rebbe, so Rebbe now got upset. Atam alei lavua, right? He came to his father, he said to his father, to Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, what's going on over here? Amale b'ni, don't worry. Al yera lach, shua, don't let it trouble you, why? Shehu ari ben ari, we've seen this before, right? With Chometz ben Yain and Yain ben Yain. Because he's a lion, the son of a lion. V'atai, you're a lion, the son of a fox. He spoke about himself. Okay.